Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It's great to be back after holidays, and I hope everyone had a very positive and blessed holiday season. We're back. We're tired, but we're here. We had a busy holiday season. So, I mean, we had a couple of weeks that were very busy. I do want to give you a heads up. It looks like my stream kind of goes back and forth today. We are trying our best with that. So, we have backups if something happens with that feed, just to let you know. And I want to say hello to everyone in YouTube chat. I see a couple of people in there. And yay, Marilyn, she's been working on Thursdays. It's great to see you with us today. We've missed you here. Great that you're here. And hello to Kelly. Now, on the last show, which was 2 weeks ago, I did one for the whole year. It was like a forecast with guidance from the angels for the entire year of 2019. We do this every year. It's kind of an annual thing we do right at the beginning of the year. And we go month by month with a quick overview. Now we're moving into January. So we'll focus a little bit more on January. And we have callers, we have email, we have, you know, questions, guys. We're going to get to some of those today because I did not get to any of that last week. So I will get some to your questions today. It was busy. It was a very busy time, and it's going to ramp up. This is a very busy month too. We have two eclipses that will magnify the energy of movement. So you will feel January kind of nipping at your heels a little bit to get moving. There's a lot of positive incentive in this, and there's also things that it will just bring up to be dealt with. You know, it's just time to not procrastinate anymore. Now, this particular month kicks off the year of a fast-paced year with speed. It won't be this fast the entire year, but it will move faster than what we've had in the past. We have a lot of eclipses in certain lineups this year that if you looked at it energetically with astrology, you see that, oh, there's that momentum right there. So what I do is I like to look at what the soul focus is with astrology, more esoteric astrology. And then I like to tap in with the angels. That's my main connection. That's what I do. I've always had that. And I just want to know, is there guidance? Not to tell us what to do. And I do want to give you guys heads up. They're not going to tell you what to do. They're not going to tell you, you know, it's not a fortune telling type of thing here. It's more what will help us with our soul growth and what we can do proactively to achieve what we want. That's the guidance that I want to give you, okay? So when I'm answering the questions, it's not always, hey, am I going to have this or that? It's going to be, this is what you can do to align with that, okay? So keep that in mind because now it's time to get into this. It's time to get into what we can do to make our dreams come through into fruition into 2019. So that's what's going on. I see callers already. Wow, guys. Okay. Yeah, we're ready, aren't we? So first of all, First of all, there was one that came in 2 weeks ago that I do want to start with. So I'm going to be scattering these questions and answers in and taking calls in between the information that I want to give you. So we're going to be just going and moving. Of course, it seems like all the shows are going to be fast too as well. So this one came in a couple of weeks ago from Julia. And Julia writes, "Hi, Jen and the Angels. Will I be in a committed love relationship that will evolve into a life partnership this year of 2019? I am not in a relationship at this time. Thank you and happy holidays." So she wrote that a couple of weeks ago. I did want to start with that one. And then we're going to get to current ones. We have callers. I'll take callers next. Julia, first off, the first 6 months of the year, and this is for anybody trying to manifest anything and you're not sure, the first 6 months of the year is being really clear about what you want. This month in particular, which is right in line with some of the information that I want to give you on January, is it's make your intention clear and be known. The eclipse is solar. It's coming on the 5th of January, which is in 2 days. And it is going to have a Capricorn influence, which is, you know, let's do this. But you want to be very clear what you want to bring into your life in 2019. So for you, Julia, with this one, it was like, I want a lifetime. It's not whether you're going to have one or not. It's being clear that you do or don't want one. Because, you know, a lot of people say, will I be in one or not? And sometimes we might be canceling out that request if we feel hesitant or we're not sure if it's the person we're seeing now or whatever we got going on. So for you to clarify this, which will be huge for you, is do you want to be in a committed relationship or not? And two, be clear with that intention as the universe is asking that. The other thing is, what can I do to bring that in? What can I do to change that? I feel that there has to be space made for another. I feel that a little bit when I'm tapping in, Julia. So those are the two main things that angels are saying. It's like, well, really, we can bring in and manifest because that's, we are the co-creators in our life. Guys, this is for everybody. But if we're second guessing what we want, or are we canceling out, or like, I want this, but I don't think it'll happen. And you see what I mean? It's like you add one and take away one, and now you're still back to zero. That's what happens with energy a lot. And we don't even realize we're doing that. And if you have a doubt, it's more about what are you willing to put in and participate in to make this, to make room for that to be in your life? Are you ready? I keep being brought back to that. Are you ready for that in your life? So that was the answer to that, Julia. So the second half of the year is more when you may see some movement in that, if that's what you want. That's what I've picked up. So here, let's go over to a caller. We can take one caller before break.
Julia from Canada, welcome to the show. Or Julia from Florida, sorry.
Florida. Hello, hello, Julia. Was that your question? I don't hear her. Not sure if she's there.
Oh, it looks like she got disconnected.
Okay.
Would you like to maybe go on to
Yeah, let's go to the next one and maybe she'll call back in.
Charlene from Canada. There we go. Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year, Jen.
Happy New Year to you. How are you? So what can we do for you, Charlene?
Well, somebody's shown up in my life, and I'm just having communication problems with them.
Mm.
It's my love life, right? It's somebody from my past.
Okay. Do you feel what I'm feeling right away as I connect into this energy is I feel everybody's guarded. I feel like there's a little bit of a, is that right? Okay. I feel like it's coming from both sides. Like everybody's a little bit guarded, a little hesitant to speak out about where they are or, you know, what they want or what they don't want. It feels like everything needs to just kind of lighten up and just enjoy the company. And then, and then just allow it to unfold a little bit. So it sounds like there needs to be a little bit of space for everybody to be comfortable with where we are in life today. Because as someone from the past, sometimes we have to clear out old assumptions of the other.
Yeah.
And I feel that a little bit. So I think it's just not expect too much. And it feels like if everything just lightened up and you just enjoyed the company with one another to see where it goes, I think the communication will clear up and start to ease in. I think it's just a matter of time and space for that. That's what I'm picking up. Is that making sense?
It does make sense. It does.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. It just feels like everybody's trying to get comfortable again, because we grow up, especially when it's someone from the past, you know, and, you know, we change, we grow, and we remember each other from before, and we have to let that go, really, and start clean slate. The energy of this year in particular is really requiring that. It's really a mind, body, soul detox request from the universe on this year in particular. It's like clean it up, clear it out. If it's from old assumptions of one another, and I think it's a little bit of both, honestly, and it's natural. It's a natural thing to do when you've known somebody before. And then there's just that, oh, you know what? I've changed. That means maybe they have. Some people do, some people don't. But if you allow that time and space, it will be revealed to you whether you want to take that any further or not. Because it feels like, yeah. And just so you guys know, I mean, I can't really like spy on somebody without their permission. I wouldn't do that. So I'm not spying on them, you know, or anything, or somebody that you guys asked me about, because that wouldn't be right, because everybody has their privacy and I respect that. But that's what I'm feeling. I'm really feeling that it just needs to be a simpler right now. And just kind of start fresh. Just enjoy what it is in this moment and then see where it leads. It may or may not. Honestly, that's not being shown to me very clearly. It's just showing me, just, you know, keep it lighter, not too deep, not too tangled up yet. So you can see and make a decision for yourself.
Perfect. Thank you, Jen.
You're so welcome. And thank you for your patience. And thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate you.
I listen to you all the time.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being part of our show family. I call you guys my family. So love to you, Charlene, and enjoy the journey and the discoveries.
Okay, I will.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're so welcome. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay. Quickly, Carter, did Julia come back or no?
She did not. I'll see you
later. That's okay. I'm going to take the quick break, guys, and then I'm going to go catch up and see if there's anything over in the chats. Hello to everyone. If you are in the video stream live chat, we're over on YouTube in that live chat. And our network, Transformation Talk Radio, is on Facebook live streaming the video stream. You may be listening on audio. We want to welcome you. The number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in. I'm going to take that short break. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We will be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Welcome back to the show. Hopefully we're coming through. I'm going to try a couple things. Hopefully we won't go away. Don't know what's going on. Guys, I'm going to keep going. We're having some feed problems and we're doing our best. Just not sure what in the world is going on with this. Trying to fix it. There we go. Let's see if that works. I honestly don't know if I'm connected to the station. Oh, there we go. Okay, it looks like we're there. All right, let's try again. It's interesting energy. Like I said, we've got a lot of going on here. First of all, one of the things with January, okay, is it is asking us right at the very beginning with this eclipse, like I said a moment ago, to really be clear about what you want 2019 to bring to you. You really want to stop and make that intention and take that moment and respect that. Honestly, respect it for yourself. Respect that the universe is here to help you manifest those things. But what do you believe that you're going to receive? That's one of the things that I'm noticing. And that goes right along with one of the questions I see over in the YouTube chat is Beth is asking on 111, will my son be successful with his court case and allowed to see his daughter? When I tap into that, what I feel is if the family can unite and believe in this, truly believe this, yes. It's a very stressful time with something like that. Without going into a lot of detail about what's happening there, I believe, yes, if you believe, if he believes, if everybody unified wants to. So that's what I'm picking up on that. And it was just real matter of fact with the answers on that. I'm asking Archangel Raguel to come to you guys and receive Raguel. Raguel is very good for solving disputes and finding harmonious solutions and things like this. Okay, so that's what I'm asking for you guys in that. I also see where Kelly is asking, hi, Jen, I am having the hardest time finding hope right now. I feel like my world is falling down around me. Oh, my goodness. And I just don't know what my next step should be. Would the angels happen to have any advice? Well, Kelly, first of all, You feel very open and very sensitive to the energies and the fast pace they're taking. Honestly, it can be quite overwhelming because I feel that you feel a lot. I feel that you really absorb a lot. First of all, what I'm really feeling for you as well is that there needs to be more shielding around you. You need to protect your energy field more. I think that you are absorbing a lot around you and you're not aware of it. That's what I'm feeling because so many people are going through so much right now. I mean, we're all trying to keep up with the pace. We're all trying to keep up with the changes that are happening in our lives. And sometimes it just rubs off on another. And, you know, you don't want to be afraid of the world and afraid to be around other people, but you do want to go out there and, you know, go out there safely. Basically, go out safely. You know, you lock your doors at night, right? So you think of it that way. I just feel that you need to tighten up and protect your field a little bit more. And I'm sure you know this. I feel that you do, and you're aware, and you're like, gosh, I feel like that's all of them are doing. You've really been on a path that's waking up very quickly. And part of it is adjusting when we level up. I've talked about this before, but because we're all kind of going through a leveling up, so to speak. But when we are leveling up and we're practicing and learning how to handle this world differently and to stay planted and grounded here and not avoid, there's adjustment periods with that. So I feel that things like that will help you if you just are aware you're absorbing a lot. It's not just yours. I feel that there's more than just yours that you're feeling. And that's why it probably feels like you can't seem to get your feet on the ground and process it. So that's what I feel. Okay. So let me move on. I'm going to move on. Hopefully we have a feed. It seems a little rough today, guys, and I apologize. We're trying. We have high speed here. I don't know what's going on. First of all, let's move on and take a bit here of time to move into the what's going on with this energy. First of all, when you do this intention for this eclipse, which is January 5th, trust that it was heard. Do you believe when you put out a request or you have an intention that it was actually received? I want to bring your attention to that because if you put the intention out, if it was a true intention, you know, and you know that, but do you believe it was heard? A lot of times we don't think it was. Sometimes we just don't feel that we're being heard. And universe always hears it. It always does. But do you believe that it does? That affects the energy that you're receiving. That affects what you're drawing into your life. From a metaphysical law of attraction kind of area, that's what happens with that. So you have to believe it. And you know, it's like, well, I don't know if I do or don't. Don't be hard on yourself with that. Just know that you're learning a brand new way of manifesting your life, changing directions, bringing things into your life, releasing old things. You will feel that this week. Now, January has two eclipses. There's another one coming at the end of the month, and it's a lunar one. Now, that one will feel strong. It's one of those super moons, and it will feel intense. Don't take that as a negative, but it will say, okay, what needs to go away? Be done with it. And it'll be a bit more direct with you on that. So if you're avoiding releasing things you know you should, if you're avoiding cleaning up your act in certain areas of life, maybe it's a bad habit, maybe it's you just need to take better care of yourself, maybe you need to stop with something that, you know, maybe you're just being hard on yourself and you won't do anything about it. You know, it could be anything like that. Maybe you're tolerating something you know is toxic to you, et cetera, et cetera. This could go across the board on anything. The end of the month, it's going to go, all right, what are we doing here? Are we doing this or not? I just keep feeling more of a direct, let's go, let's move, get that out of the way. Let's go, let's move. It's very momentum, fearless, strong motivation. if you have anything that you want to start, begin, get off the ground, create, you've always wanted to do something, you wanted to go in this direction, you've been afraid to, now's the time to take it seriously, because this energy is moving and all you got to do is grab on and it will carry you there. It really will. It is a proactive thing here. It's not just sit and wait for it to fall in your lap. It's never like that. It hasn't been like that. I've been feeling very strong messages from the angels to share with you guys that it's time to be proactive, okay? They want you to participate in your life. They want you to know you have what it takes to move it, to change it. And that's what they want to support. That's what I'm receiving, okay? That's the way it is. And when I've tested this in my own life, absolutely. I mean, just an ounce of energy to try and do something about it changes the whole game. And I'll see movement like I've never seen in things that I'm trying to do. So I share that because, you know, I'll receive this information, but then I put it to the test. I check it out and I'm sharing with you what I'm receiving, what's working, what's not working. But one of those big calls that I feel led to share with you is they are here to help support you helping yourself. It's always been that way. We can't even do it for somebody else. We want to sometimes. We love people, but we can't always do that for them. They have to. So things like that are what's coming in. What else do I see here? Let's see. I do see Jules in the chat. Now, Jules, I did read a question that came in 2 weeks ago. Was that your question from the YouTube chat? I see it's a very similar question about attracting a life partner. So, Jules, let me know if that's the same, because I did answer it at the very beginning of the show. I think it's the same question, and it feels like it. It feels like it. It really does. Okay. What else have we got here? Okay. All right. Okay. That was good for that. All right. I don't know if we're stabilizing. I don't even know if you guys can hear me. It's a crazy day today. Archives, thank goodness for recordings and backing up everything, because something's going on here. Now, one of the things with January is it's Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael wants to let you know, do not be afraid to go for it. There is a go for it energy that has momentum. Shoot high, shoot strong, shoot for the, you know, shoot higher. Just aim higher, because the higher you aim, the more you achieve. And you know, somebody said yesterday to me, they said overachiever. It's like, you know, overachiever sometimes can be a criticism, but you know what? In this case, not so much. I definitely have been my whole life, but you know what? When I started to shift that overachieving to something that I was truly passionate about versus making sure somebody else was appeased, life changed in a very positive way. So look at that. I mean, if we're really trying very hard at things and we don't feel like we're getting anywhere, who are you doing it for? Make sure you check that. Who is it for? Is this what you want? Is this what somebody else wants? What is it? You got to think about that. Now, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to put some of this information out here for you guys about this month. Michael has things he wants to share with you, the angel, Archangel Michael, because we are moving faster, and that's sometimes kind of scary. You know, it's like, whoa. Yeah, you feel like you're in the fast lane. Don't be afraid of it. And he has a lot of wonderful things he wants to share that will help you this month to get a good start to the entire 2019 year. This will carry you through. What you set in motion this month with intention is going to be what you're carrying through. See, it's pretty important. So that's why we want to talk about it. So let me take that quick break. When we come back, we will keep powering on. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. It's all about the energy of January 2019. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change, and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at theswisshypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot, metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
We are back, guys, and if you can hear me, we know there's some technical stream issues. We are doing our best beyond our control. We are making a backup, if you can hear me. So we will put that out there as soon as we can. So we apologize, but we're doing our best. Now, I'm going to keep going because we are recording it. So I want to say this. Michael came in very strong for the month of January. January energy is moving so fast that it can be overwhelming. He wants you to know that he is there. Just ask him when it feels overwhelming, if you feel emotional. One of the things I want to remind you of, it's interesting that it comes up as detoxification, because January, we're always making our resolutions about diet or whatever we're doing. Okay, I'm going to start exercising, all that good stuff. But it is bringing up in the energy that it's time to detoxify mind, body, and soul. And I said that earlier, but I want to remind you, whatever needs cleaning up, it is in your best interest to do that now, because it will help you tremendously through the rest of the year. Please know that. I'm even looking at things that I can do, because it's a soul level cleanup. Because we're ascending to another level, things are moving, and we've got to clear out and stop holding the heavy, dense energy that we've been holding before. We have to release it if we want to move forward. We have to let it go. Because of things moving in this direction, it's just time to do it. this eclipse at the beginning, the two eclipses in January help us with this. That first one, like I'm saying, this is the one that's in 2 days on the 5th. That's the one that you, and that's a solar, okay? The one at the end of the month is the lunar. But this one on the 5th of January is the one where you make that intention of what you really want to achieve, what you want to bring into your life, what do you need help with manifesting in your life, and you be ready to participate. Be ready to take some action because that's when things will move. Okay, I can't stress it enough. You have to take action. So that's way that this is how it's coming into me. The end of the month is going to feel a little heavier. I won't lie to you. It will feel a little more intense because that's the one where the old stuff may come up. You may see it's going to come to the surface to go away. It might be that little bit of lingering thing that was there like, oh man, I thought I dealt with that. Just realize it's happening to all of us. We're all dealing with individual things. And if it's coming up like that, it's got to go away. Things that are getting in the way of your manifesting. If you want, for example, I see that Jules is asking, is there an angel that can help us with love relationships? Actually, to make this simple for everyone, because there's so many angels out there, positive Jophiel. Archangel Jophiel is nothing but positive and nurturing and love, okay? The other thing, Archangel Raphael is the healing angel. It's not just about healing physical. Archangel Raphael can help heal anything, including relationships, okay? Heal the dysfunction that we might be attracting in. If we seem like we have rough relationships or it's like, well, how doesn't that ever work? I need something different. We have to shift within ourselves what we're drawing in and attracting to ourselves. It's like, why do I always attract this kind of thing? That's something too. But Raphael is very wonderful to work with when you have to heal anything, including a relationship. The other thing that makes it easy is just call on your guardian angel to send you the angels that you need or the guidance that you need from spirit on how you can heal love relationships. What can I do? Most of the time, this is going to come into play with what you can do within your own self on what you're manifesting and drawing in, because that's really where the power is. If it's been a history of, oh my gosh, I don't want that again, you know, that kind of stuff. This is where you change it. You change what you're attracting. You change what you're putting out there, what you believe you deserve, this kind of thing. That's what you're asking for to shift that. That's what you want to do. And then it unfolds for you. That's a big one right there. Okay. So the other thing, let's go on. One of the things that we can do with intentions, and it is the best way to navigate through here, is once you put that intention out there, trust it, trust that it was received, trust that it will be fulfilled, trust and know that you're going to release what you need to release. Take responsibility. Take responsibility to release what you need to release on that eclipse at the end of the month. That's like a full moon thing. Know that that's clearing for you. Know that that's clearing. At the end of the month, you may feel pretty tired because it's going to be a very busy month. You're going to have things moving fast. You're going to be releasing things. You're going to be feeling things. You're going to feel, oh my gosh, I hope I can catch my breath. You will feel that way. Very important why they brought up the detoxification and taking care of yourself. Think about it. You don't run marathons without taking care of yourself or training properly or eating properly or anything else. This is like that, but on a spiritual level, it's going to be a spiritual fitness challenge for some that aren't doing anything about it. You'll feel it that way. So when I say it like that, I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm really trying to give you what you need to know to get through this. And it's not even to survive January. Guys, January is not about, oh, I got to just survive it. It's how can I make the most of this opportunity? Because look at all the years that we've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for things to move. And now it's here. Now it's here. It's time to go. And that's what's happening. That's why it feels the way it does. So it will, if you feel like it's getting to you or you like, whoa, you know, that kind of thing, know that it's pointing out to you an area that you might be holding a heavier energy or you need to clear out, you need to detoxify, you need to change something. And that's what it's doing. It's going to show you that. I had some incredible experiences over the holiday that just to show you how incredible this energy is rolling in, all the frequencies that I'm hearing are completely changing. I'm hearing tunes in everything. It was raining one day and I could hear, like, the rain had a song. It had a tune and it was incredible. And I thought, well, I could swear I'm hearing rain, the music of rain. And I was hearing this incredible song in the rain. I would hear that every now and then, you know, and I found that I just, you know, didn't freak me out. I just wanted to understand it and I was drawn to it. And I knew, I was like, wow, that energy really is flowing. And I was really tapping into some frequencies that you don't always hear every day, even for somebody like me. It was really incredible. One of the things that is coming in is new pathways are going to present themselves to you. New pathways, brand new ones. You'll have to make a choice. You'll go, ooh, do I want that or no? Clear intentions. The more clear you are and the more you're taking care of yourself, you're going to find that you might need to rest by the end of this month and you're going to go, oh, I'm a little tired, but don't worry. This thing will flow. We just get moving really fast in January and then it'll shift throughout the year, but it really won't slow down. It's just going to help you acclimate. It's going to help you acclimate. I know I'm telling you a lot of crazy stuff, right? But it's so new. It's new to me too. And that's why I'm sharing it with you. So we have, let's see, we have a Facebook comment from Daryl. Let's see. Hi, I'm from South Africa. How do you get rid of negative energy passed on by others? Oh, well, hello to you, Daryl. Honestly, what I do on a daily basis is I use Michael. I ask Michael to clear it, cut the cords. You know, he has a beautiful sword. I ask him to cut the cords of energy that are attaching to me. Then I shield up. I visualize myself in a shield that has reflection off on the outside, that anything coming at me is reflected back. It's transmuted in love to go to heal them, not to attack them back. The other thing that can help is salt bath or just salt water, washing in salt water, because salt of the earth and the water is a conduit that will pull energy from you. It's a wonderful way to clear energy, but the intention of clearing and shielding is very important, especially when we're moving so fast and we have so much energy coming in. You want to be clear and not be drugged down by dense energy, and you'll feel it. You really will. If you've never noticed that you had negative energy affecting you before, you might really feel that now. You might really feel, oh, you feel the contrast. You'll feel the contrast more. That's how I can say it. More and more people are starting to notice that they're feeling that more. They're feeling their emotions coming up a little more intensely. They're coming to the surface to make you aware of what you can do to clean it up. Because going to a higher frequency, we don't want to take all that lower stuff with us. We just don't. So here we go. Now, it's a brand new beginning, guys. This is a powerful January, one of the ones that we've been waiting for years to really move in a positive direction, guys. It's just good stuff. Now, it's, let's see, what do I want to tell you? One of the things that I wanted to share with you, that if you feel like you're getting in over your head or you're feeling discouraged by things, I mentioned Archangel Jophiel earlier. Jophiel's been coming in the last 6 months quite a bit to prepare us for all of this, but that's an angel that can help lift your mood, lift your spirits, especially if you're struggling with feeling down or just, you know, it's beating you down, things like that. Don't believe the negative energy so much. You know, like sometimes we start to believe these things as if they were our identity. And what I'm here to tell you is Jophiel can help you lift and show you the positive side of you, bring in some lighter energy to give you a lift. And that helps me a lot when you just feel like, oh, you feel defeated or it's frustrating and things like that. Just know that you can overcome this, and you know, not just with angels, but with your own self. They are telling me right now that they want you to know that you have a higher self. You are a spark of this incredible universe too, that you have what it takes within you to do anything and everything about all of this. They're here to support you, but they want you to remember that you want to tap into that. And it's an inside job. It's an inside job for all of us. There's been a lot of crazy stuff going on out there. You want to tap into what you know is stronger than anything else, and that is love. That is a higher frequency because it's a very powerful frequency. The more of us that do that, the stronger it is. The stronger it is. And I know it can be tough sometimes, but if we keep focusing on that, we're not putting any energy on how good it can be. There's always two sides to everything, a light and a shadow. If you're finding that you're stuck in the shadow side, it's almost like, well, turn around and look at it the opposite direction. And then you see the perspective that I'm talking about. This is coming from Michael. Because Michael is wonderful for removing toxic energy, negative energy, fear, wonderful at organizing logic. And this energy, the reason he comes in with this a lot is because this energy this month is using logic, your intellect, using your intelligence, your mind, your physical mind with your creativity, which is coming from your soul side to create. And it's logic and creativity. It's right and left brain. It's soul and physical coming together to make it happen. I love that. That is one of the biggest messages. And that's why Michael comes in this month as well, because he's very good at the logical spiritual approach. He's a very logical spiritual, like, you know, keep your logic, keep your wits about you. We have a plan. Let's do a plan of action here. And he's very good at, you know, keeping the momentum going, giving you that strength when you feel like you don't have any more. And really, he's not giving the strength to you. He's showing you and helping you find it within yourself. I want you to know that. They don't just give these things to us. They show us how we can tap into them because they're already within us. It's a very important message to hear, and it's the truth. It's the truth the way I know it. It's the truth the way it's been shown to me, and I just want to share that with you. It's a big deal. One of the other things is that when you first find... When you overcome and you have your intention, you put your intention out, and then we go through the solar later in the month and we're like, all right, I'm going to release all that and get it out of the way. You've now set your path for the year. You've got your intention. This is what I'm going to accomplish. I'm going to get rid of this that's in the way. I'm going to clean up my act here or there, whatever it might be. I'm going to make sure I have time to take care of my needs. I'm going to take care of my body. I'm going to take good care of my mental. I'm going to take good care of my time with meditation. I'm going to just do what I need to do to make sure I have what it takes for my intention to happen. And some of that's going to be to let go of things, situations, experience, whatever it might be. Some of it might be you have to clean it up. You have to detox. You have to take care, better care of yourself. It's probably going to be a little bit of both for a lot of people. This, I want you to also think about this. The things that come up at the end of the month that you have to get rid of, they're going to have a lot to do with what you were dealing with in, say, it's a couple years back, 2017, right around there. What was going on then might be lingering, or you have a little bit left that you need to get rid of, kind of thing. Whatever it is it a belief? Is it an attitude? Is it that you need to forgive and let go? Is it that you just keep hoping for the same thing and you're still getting the same answer that's not what you want? That kind of thing. What's stuck? What's redundant? Things like that. Look at 2017 and see what that is. That might give you a clue as to what you need to let go of. I found that to be very helpful. The other thing is make space to allow the universe to bring it to you, because you're going to do all this busyness. You know, you're going to have that intention. You're going to go, okay, what do I do? And you're going to feel proactive. You're going to feel motivated. You're going to feel that nudge to do something. And I highly recommend that you do something in the direction that you want to go. Release what you need to release. Now you've set that pace for the year. And then make sure you make room to listen and see what becomes available. What opportunities start to open up to you? You want to pay attention to that. It's not that it's going to drop in your lap and then you don't do anything, okay? But it will present opportunities. It will present choices as you go through this and you navigate this year. You want to keep your eyes open for that. You want to pay attention. If you see that opportunities aren't quite what you wanted, then tweak it right then and there. Tweak your intentions. Tweak what you're putting into it, investing. If you believe in yourself and you believe this is something that you want, then invest in it. If you don't, it cancels out the intention. I just want you to know that. And I'm saying a lot of things that are going, yay, oh, because it's important. It's such an important month, and I really want all of you to benefit from this energy. This is good energy. This is good stuff. This will really carry you far. If you're ready to go and you're ready to soar, this energy will do it. Don't be afraid to take a step. Don't be afraid to make a move. If you've already started in that direction, it will unlay and unfold different things that you can do, and it's good that way. It's very good. You might be feeling like you're pulled in a million different directions. That can happen too. Just know it is a positive month. And guys, I know you're probably going to be listening to this on the archive. I will probably put up a completely brand new feed up on my YouTube, because this is pretty choppy today and I have no idea what's going on. Because everything is fine on the internet. So, but I will get it to you. I promise you I will. And other than that, know there is hope for the future. There's a positive here. There's a lot that can happen that will bring manifestation to you quickly. Remember, you have to put out that intention. You have to detoxify mind, body, soul. You have to be ready to put in the work and invest in what you want. You have to believe in it. This is the way I see it. This is the way I know it. And then release what is in the way. Just get rid of it. It needs to go. You don't have to be nasty about it. You don't have to hurt anybody. You just need to let it go. And then watch for the opportunities that start to open up. Now, I am so sorry, guys. I know it's a tough one and it's a choppy one and I don't know what's going on. So I am going to close out and I am going to make sure that we have a good copy up on my YouTube channel. And I know TTR will make sure there's something there. We will get a better copy out because this looks like it's a little bit nutso. I know. It's interesting how things like that happen, right? And when I had tested the audio live feed, excuse me, we had super high speed and everything was just fine. So that's okay. We will find a way around the situation. We always have the backups. I want to say thank you guys for listening and being patient with that. I trust that you will find the archive much better to listen to. And with that, I wish you all much love, positive good vibes for everything that you're about to go and do in this month and for the rest of the year. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.